the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, as Kelly explained, dyslexia has been a huge part of her story. She's not the only entrepreneur with that experience. In fact, Cambridge University found that a third of business owners in the UK and the US have dyslexia. Many have been outspoken about how it's helped them innovate and build businesses. The likes of Richard Branson, Bill Gates and Joe Malone have all spoken about how dyslexia has given them a competitive edge, as Shifra Mulqueen reports.
I read recently where we have 11 million senses and 10 million of them senses are visual. So if your head is stuck in the book, you might just be missing everything around you.
Sean Brett is the founder of Steel Tech Sheds.
Sitting in the class and having absolutely no idea what was going on. I could read, but very, very slowly. I get the words mixed up. You'd be sitting in terror in case the teacher would ask you to read from a page in a book. Then the other classmates start laughing at you. So it was horrendous. I'm sure dyslexia people knew what it was 50 years ago, but if they did, they didn't know and counted me off, unfortunately. I had to get out of school as quickly as possible. It was like escaping from jail. I got out when I was 14. The only thing I excelled in was, strangely enough, making money. I had a natural ability to make money. I was always wheeling and dealing. I started buying and selling car accessories and second-hand car parts. And then I got to know other people in the market stalls, and I ended up selling everything from policemen's coats to bedspreads. When your head isn't stuck in a book, then you're obviously using one's verbal skills. You're reading people rather than reading books, and that's a very different type of knowledge.
Neuroimaging studies recently have started to shine some light. The wiring in the brain of someone with dyslexia is different to the wiring in the brain of somebody who doesn't have dyslexia.
Neuroscientist Dr. Sabina Brennan.
Creativity, problem solving, and visual spatial thinking are increasingly recognised as key strengths. People with dyslexia show increased grey matter, that's the brain cells, in areas associated with visual processing and spatial awareness. Some researchers interpret this as a reason that they have strengths in fields like engineering, design and entrepreneurship. The dyslexic brain tends to show greater neuroplasticity and often results in what's known as increased cognitive flexibility, which allows people to switch perspective and explore creative solutions.
It's a few years ago and the lad said, we have a problem in the showroom in Cork. Somebody broke in at the weekend and stole two of our sheds. I said, lads, it's not a problem, it's an opportunity. And like, they couldn't see it, but in a second I could see the opportunity was that we're going to promote this on social media and we'll get the sympathy vote from all the people in Cork. So we did that. We picked up an extra 20,000 followers, and then eventually some guy, we offered a reward of €1,000, and some guy rang us up and told us exactly where the two sheds were. Not alone did we get the two sheds back, but when the Gardaí called, they got a whole load of stolen equipment. So simple.
We wouldn't have the light bulb if it wasn't for Thomas Edison, who struggled with dyslexia in school. And then there's Walt Disney. You know, all those fabulous cartoons came out of the Walt Disney studio.
I realized that there was a great story there that had never been told.
W.B. Yeats, our Irish poet and Nobel Prize winner. Noel Gallagher, songwriter. They are all household names and all incredible achievers.
I'll always remember the rule when it comes to an F word becoming plural. I still can hear the teacher saying, what does elf turn into? Elves, one student said. She got to me and we were sitting there sweating and stressing out. And she's like, now, what does calves turn into? And we were like, a cow. And she was like, suppose you're not wrong, fair enough. You had to be like thinking outside the box to try to get around the fact to hide that you can't spell so you wouldn't get in trouble.
My name is Tara Kearns. I'm a visual artist from Sheriff Street and I'm one of many artists that have dyslexia.
Instead of focusing on words, Tara says her mind hones in on the images around her.
Everything is visual, but it is like having a little super 8 in your head. It's like there's a constant film in my head at times, the constant images.
pattern is a huge thing with me. When I'm walking the dog or walking around, like you can't help but pick up on stuff. You're noticing the tile pattern of the roof, or you're noticing the brick pattern on the wall, or the blinds the person has. It just takes over sometimes because you're constantly looking at compositions of things, the colour of things, how the light coming through the window is making a certain shadow. And I've been like that since a kid, and I'll probably be like that when I can barely see and I have like cola bottle glasses. Like it's always going to be that way with me. I'm always going to be trying to connect things. And even Da Vinci, like the fella that invented the most important things that we use today, like he had dyslexia, and that makes sense as well because he had that creative mind. He was able to think outside the box. Like, wasn't he the one that had the first drawings for like helicopters and stuff like that and scuba suits? Like that imagination, that mind, like you're giving me like a big head to think that I have the similar brain pattern as those guys. It is very frustrating when you're trying to say something and you're trying to write it down and you know what you're trying to say, but you just can't get the words out. I can communicate, I just have to do it in a different way. Like if I was good at writing, I probably wouldn't be good at painting. Like, I mean, I'll take not being able to spell because I'm really happy that I can do this amazing thing where I can pour my heart out onto a canvas and I can have someone else look at that and completely understand within 2 seconds what I was trying to say. That is amazing to me and I love it, and that's why you keep doing what you're doing. It's almost addictive.
My dad read me the first book. I just fell in love with that world of Harry Potter. It just sucked you into the world and you wanted to stay in that world.
Founder of Move the Needle consultancy company, Jack Kavanagh, thanks Wizardry for helping him with his dyslexia.
And that moment when Hagrid says,
"You're a wizard, Harry."
I loved it so much that it gave me a reason to grapple with the words. And it was funny because I had a cousin who was just a speed reader, and he'd be finished some of the big books in 16 hours. He'd read them without lifting his head, and I'd be 3 weeks later still going strong, you know?
Spatial awareness has helped Jack in business and life in more ways than he could imagine.
Over the years, I've been very much exposed to digital and assistive technologies. So I had a spinal injury when I was 20, and all of a sudden I needed to be intimately involved with the design of products, be they wheelchairs or bikes or electric scooters that clip to the wheelchair, or that gave me function above and beyond the norm of what was available off the shelf. So I was involved in a lot of sort of bespoke design that then went into the mainstream product that a company would roll out. That was really valuable.
But has dyslexia changed their perspective on life?
Stop caring about what other people think. It's gone full circle now where I see it as an advantage. So it's a very interesting road to travel. You know, we should be proud of what we are and what we have.
You know, at times you need maybe the little chip on your shoulder to say, well, why not me? That will lead to you pursuing an idea that maybe others might not. And then when it doesn't necessarily work out in the way you expected, trying again.
Well, I had to give up the dream of being a tattoo artist. There'd be way too many no regret tattoos instead of no regret tattoos. So I'm in admin at the moment, and in a world full of computers, I suppose making a spelling mistake like warm regards instead of warm regards at the end of an email or two, it just makes people realise there's a human on the other end of it and that we all make mistakes and there's no harm in that.
Warm regards. I love it. Visual artist Tara Kearns, ending Schieffer's report there.